Good morning and welcome to each and everyone that is here, especially if you are a visitor, you're welcome. Just want to give a little bit of insight at what is the program for today. For the teaching component, I see two distinct components. The first is an introduction and the scripture reading, and that will come from me through God, the Holy Spirit, to you. And the second part of the teaching will be shared teaching, where you will teach each other through the testimonies that you wrote about your experience this year of God's faithfulness, of His compassion, of His love. So we will be teaching each other through our experiences. I will not be the only one who reads some of these testimonies. There will be other people that read as well. We will have a song during this time to give your ears a bit of a rest, exercise your vocal cords, and then I will come back and do a closing with a short story. After that, we will move into our remembrance component and share bread and wine together in our remembrance of Christ. This is the last Sunday of the year. And apparently there is some tradition that on this Sunday, one of the elders needs to take the podium. Don't know where this originated. Probably when good speakers were elders. I don't see myself as a public speaker. I don't mind leading, but I prefer to do that through example and not through the spoken word. But I'm standing here in the presence of God. I'm standing here with the aid of His Holy Spirit, and we will allow Him to speak, and hopefully He will allow you to hear. I just want to give a little bit of a background as to where I want to speak from. We all are familiar with the burning bush scene, where God calls Moses and introduces Himself. When Moses asked God, "Who shall I say send me?" God says, "I am whom I am." I am God, in other words. I am the Almighty. I am the all-knowing, the all-present, eternal Creator that is speaking to you and that is sending you. And therefore I'm sending you with these attributes behind you. He also says, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Therefore, He claims Israel as His own. Now, after He spoke this to Moses, Moses went to Egypt, and we see God Almighty in action. We see through the 10 plagues how He allows Israel to move out of bondage of slavery, and God is present with them constantly. He's all present and He protects them. That's what He revealed to Moses. "I am who I am." Now today I want to pick up on this theme, but a little further along in Exodus, where they come to Mount Sinai and God reveals Himself again to Moses. But before we do that, let's come before the Lord in prayer. Father God, You are omnipresent. You are all-wise. You are almighty. Father, I pray that You would quiet our hearts, that You would still our minds, that through Your Spirit, you will speak into our lives, that we will hear you, that we will take in what you are saying to us, that we would be encouraged, that we would be strengthened as we walk into the year 2019. Come, O Holy Spirit, and be amongst us and fill us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I had 3 weeks to prepare for this sermon. And especially in the last week, many thoughts have gone through my mind. And these things have gone over and over. And I've looked at different perspectives of what I want to speak. But you are only going to hear it in short form. So God had time to work in me to understand this. I pray that the Holy Spirit will open your mind so that you will hear what I want to tell you and what we want to tell each other. So I want to read from Exodus 34, verse 5 and part of verse 6. It's very short, but very powerful. Then the Lord came down. This is now the second time that Moses has gone up the mountain. He's got 2 stone tablets on which God is going to write his law. What already took place is he destroyed the first 2 because of Israel's disobedience. But now he goes up to God again. Then the Lord came down in a cloud and stood there with Moses. And he proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. These words are spoken directly by God, not through an angel or a prophet, but by God himself to Moses as a proclamation of his character, of his nature, of his personality. Here God, the Creator, the one who spoke everything into existence, comes. And he reveals not only to Moses, but through Moses to us, his character, his nature, and his personality of compassion, of grace, of love, and of faithfulness. I think if you ask a group of people to individually give a definition of each of these attributes, I am sure that you would find similarities in their answers, but also a number of different points of views expressed through most of them in the attempt to define compassion, grace, love, and faithfulness. For example, if you ask anyone to give a definition of love, you may find a great diversity of thought and opinions. But in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul, through the Holy Spirit, give us a glimpse of the attribute of love. And here we see how far we fall short of what Paul defines as love. Now, however, when the Lord says, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, we know that this is the author of compassion, grace, and love and faithfulness. That is speaking. He's not expressing our understanding of what it is. He is the author of these attributes. He knows what compassion is. Or if we want to put it in contemporary terms, the one who wrote the book on compassion, grace, love, and faithfulness, that is speaking. Our God knows the true meaning of, and He is without boundaries in His compassion. His grace is beyond our understanding and our comprehension. His love is unconditional and all-inclusive. And His faithfulness is unquestionable and confirmed over and over through the ages. This is the nature of God as He walks with us in life. He is a compassionate, a gracious, a loving, and a faithful God. That is who He is. Now, I have asked 60 odd people to give me a 2-paragraph testimony of how you have experienced God's grace and His faithfulness through the year 2018. I have received back more than 20. Now, I cannot read them all here today. I was already threatened at 45 minutes they're going to cut the mic. So I will not be able to read all of them. I have shortened some of them, but I haven't changed the content. The content is yours. I think we're going to read about 10 of them. I will read 8. Mornay is going to come and read 1, and Siobhan is going to read 1. So please, as we read them, hear the words. Hear how you have experienced God through this year. And be encouraged. Be encouraged by these words and experiences. First one that I want to read, somebody writes the following. I recently read a prayer that spoke of resting in God's providing and protecting hand, which is perhaps a very good summary of my faith journey over the past year. In many ways, it has been an ordinary year, threaded with joys, demands, celebrations, weariness, discouragements, commitments, the stuff that most of our lives are made of. Yet the fingerprint of God's provision and protection are permanently stamped into my life of the past year. The year began with my husband going into surgery. After several trips to the emergency to monitor and access some bleeding on the brain that had been caused by an injury from a few months earlier, he was advised that surgery was the best option. I can only say that the details of how the surgery unfolded and his recovery speaks of God's providing and protecting hand. The past fall, our daughter-in-law and 2 granddaughters walked away from a serious car accident. And on our last trip, we went to the crash site. I looked down a 15-foot bank and saw the river where they landed. A truly sobering sight. But one where I again was truly reminded of God's protecting and providing hand. I finished the year and begin the new one, singing with the psalmist, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with His joy." Psalm 126, verse 3. God is faithful. God is our protector. He provides for us because He loves us. Another person writes, "This year my mother's cancer was officially noted as to be in remission. After suffering lymphoma and a car crash involving a semi-truck, which left her almost unable to function alone, she had been healed enough that she will soon return to work. This has been a tremendous blessing. For myself, my career path seemed like it would hit a wall this summer. Unbeknown to me, a driver's license was necessary in my trade, and I was told it was unheard of anybody making it without one. This August, I applied to about 10 companies, and of these companies, I got one interview. From that interview, I was hired into a company that accommodated my lack of license until I will get one. The company is small and friendly, Christian-owned, and nearly goes out of their way to teach and instruct me how to be the best technician I can be. They are also paying a wage that let me help around the house with expenses. I feel incredibly blessed." God is without boundaries, is without limits. We can come to Him. That's how He identifies Himself, as a God of compassion and of grace. Another testimony. "This past year I was thankful for steady and consistent work, which I enjoy immensely. I get to make a positive difference in many family lives. And although I may not always be able to openly share my faith with these families, I count it a blessing to be able to show God's love to them in indirect ways. I pray for more opportunities in 2019 to share God's love to the families I get to support." May God grant this person all the opportunities that she needs. Another testimony. Maybe a very short one, but very powerful. "This year had a pretty rough start. From January to October. It's a long start too. But now I am enjoying relative smooth sailing. And when this changes, I know my anchor will hold, because God is faithful." Life is not always easy. Life is not always simple. But the assurance is there. The hope is there. His faithfulness will prevail. I'm going to read one more, and then I'm going to ask Mornay to come up and read one before we have a song. "At the end of 2018, this person writes, "I am thankful to the Lord that He continued to reveal Him to me through His great..." Let me read that again. "At the end of 2018, I'm thankful to the Lord that He continues to reveal to me His greatness, His beauty, and his amazing love for us. I am grateful that he never stops teaching me new things about himself, and that the Bible continues to bring me so much joy. This year he answered countless prayers and provided many times of refreshing fellowship with other believers. A few examples are our small group meeting, a weekly Bible study, and a ladies' retreat I was able to attend. I feel blessed for opportunities to minister to others and for deepening friendships with non-believers. God has taken care of our family and showed himself faithful in every way. This year he showed me again that he is El Roy, the God who sees. That he really sees me and that he cares. That he is El Shaddai, God Almighty. That he can handle anything and that we are safe with him. That he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. He provides everything we need, and many times even the things we want. What a God we have. What a privilege to read these testimonies, to experience how he works in your lives and through your lives. Morne.
So the one that Gert gave me to read is not too long, but I think it's pretty poetic. And I think it would be nice, actually, if you closed your eyes and tried to picture just some of the images that they have. I won't think that you're sleeping, don't worry. There are times when I gaze out of the window and watch the little tugboats exerting their mighty power as they guide the gigantic cargo vessels into a safe place at the docks. This reminds me of the mighty power of the God we serve as he guides us into a safe place each new day. There are times when the day draws to a close and we witness a glorious sunset. And it reminds me that the glory of the Lord shines all around us, lighting our way. As the year draws to a close, we look back with thanksgiving because of God's grace as he protected us through days of trials and illness and difficulty. Psalm 27 verse 1 reads, "The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Thank you.
Someone writes, 2018 has not been a particularly good year for me, with an unusual number of challenging issues, from my physical well-being, noisy neighbors keeping me awake for months at night, and financial setbacks, to relational problems, causing lots of stresses, anxieties, and disappointments. In spite of everything, I eventually still ended up feeling comforted and encouraged by what I've incrementally learned about God's character and his relationship with us. I indeed feel I've been sustained by every word that comes from the mouth of God, from Matthew 4, verse 4. I also think God was testing me to see, now that I've known him better, would I go on to trust and rely on him? Most of the challenges I faced were totally beyond my control. My resulting sense of insecurity led me to decide to surrender and rest on his promises that he will never leave me and he will help me. As David said in Psalm 4, God hast enlarged me when I was in distress. My suffering has drawn me closer to a caring and awesome God. The other item I'm grateful for is the opportunity I was given, near the end of last year, to be involved with the Agape Fellowship Society. For those of you who don't know, the Society's mission is to share the gospel with people who have mental illnesses or intellectual disabilities. Normally, I wouldn't have chosen to serve in something so foreign and out of my comfort zone, as I knew nothing about mental disabilities. But God worked in a mysterious way. I impulsively volunteered, thinking I was just filling in for the society's retiring treasurer. I thought I'd just be helping with some financial accounting work. Unexpectedly, in the process of working beside a few very dedicated, longtime members of the society, I observed that they sacrificed their time and effort, faithfully week after week, serving in a not very glamorous ministry, reflecting Christ's love to some of the poorest and most marginalized people in New Westminster, the kind of people Christ referred to as the least of our brothers and sisters. It has also led me to re-examine the worth, uniqueness, and dignity of every person in the eyes of God, and how we're to treat and relate to those who are less advantaged than we are. In the end, it turned out to be a very humbling learning experience and a spiritual blessing for myself, for which I am very grateful.
And there's better voices to hear than mine. They should just have the ability to read so much better. I thank God for that. Thank you for reading those testimonies. How sobering to see when we are willing to move outside our comfort zone, that God is willing to walk with us and make us experience things in a different light, in a different way than what we thought they would be. Thank you for the person who wrote that testimony. I want to read a couple more. For me, an obvious sign of God's grace was His answering our family's prayers when I was diagnosed with colon cancer and subsequent surgery earlier this year. My family doctor recently marveled that God has been good to me. His hand was truly seen in the speed at which treatment progressed after the diagnosis and in the eventual outcome of being declared cancer-free. Yet more than this, God made me realize that He is in control always. We saw the healing as an answer to prayer, but I now understand that our prayer coincided with His will. He did not, if results were not as we had prayed, it would not have been because He did not answer, but that His answer was not what we expected. He has control of every situation. We cannot even begin to understand His mind. Our role is to accept this and to continue praying. And as the first part of Psalm 46 verse 1 commands, to be still and to know that I am God. I am God the compassionate one. I am God the gracious one, the loving one, the faithful one. Another testimony. 2018 has been a tough year for me and my family. I broke my ankle in February. The recovery has been a long journey. I'm thankful to God that I'm able to walk again and that I'm getting better each day. In November, my mum was diagnosed with cancer. Her surgery was difficult and dangerous. It lasted 12 hours. God showed His mercy again, and the surgery turned out a miracle. I'm grateful to God that at these difficult times, He was there with me and He gave me strength and comfort. I'm grateful that I have a church family that prays for me and my family. I praise God for His grace and His mercy. I got one more testimony, and then I want to close with a little story to illustrate God's dealing with us in life. The things that come to mind that I am thankful for as I look back over the past year are almost all to do with people and with relationships. For the sake of time, I will simply list them, but in no particular order. The health and the growth of our care group. The pleasure we have in being together. The good discussions. The meaningful prayers. Grandchildren and the addition of a third little girl to our family, and the enjoyment of watching them learn and grow. Seeing our boys doing well, though not without struggles, in their work, their education, their marriages, and faith. Our own marriage for over many years, and my faithful and hard-working wife. The growth at Agape, gradual, but reasons for hope. Meeting new and interesting people, sometimes in the course of business, or making purchases, having repairs done, sometimes in our travel, sometimes through WBC, sometimes through Agape. Siblings and faithful friends, the privilege of being involved in the work of building God's kingdom, work that has eternal significance, and behind that, the privilege with all of its challenges of living in relationship with a good God, facing and working through the difficulties of life, but also getting a glimpse every once in a while of the many things or the many given benefits that comes with being a child of God. We have also seen the faithfulness of God in supplying our daily bread, in meeting our material needs, and far beyond in our physical health, in the ability to travel and to see family and some beautiful places, places full of memories for us, in the protection we and our family have received in threatening circumstances that we are aware of, and probably many more that we don't even know was there. I'm sure I have only scratched the surface of all that I have experienced of God's faithfulness to me over the past year. I have already thought of more things that I could add, but I will stop with that. One of the things that I appreciate most, is the result of all of these or those individual blessings, the awareness that through it is not, although it is not always easy, life for me is good. That I am involved in relationships and doing things that matter to God. That He is at work in me to shape me into the image of Jesus. God is busy with us. And it's not always easy, is not always easy. I want to close with this little story that I found on the internet. Just read it. The guy says, I was in a Dollar Tree last night, and there was a lady with two kids behind me in a very long line. One was a big kid, the other was a toddler. The bigger one had a pack of glow sticks, and the toddler was screaming for them. The mum opened the pack and gave him one, which stopped his tears. He walked around with it smiling. But then the bigger boy took it, and the toddler started screaming again. Just as the mum was about to fuss, the older child bent the glow stick and handed it back to the toddler. As we walked outside at the same time, the toddler noticed that the stick was now glowing. And his brother said, I had to break it so that you can get the full effect of it. I almost ran because I could hear God saying to me, I had to break you to show you why I created you. You had to go through it so that you could fulfill your purpose. That precious child was happy just swinging the unbroken glow stick around in the air, because he didn't understand what it was created to do, which was to glow. There are some people who will be content just being. But some of us that God has chosen, we have to be broken. We have to get sick. We have to lose a job. We have to go through divorce sometimes. We have to bury a spouse, a parent, a best friend, or a child. In these moments of desperation, God is breaking us. But when the breaking is done, then we will be able to see the reason for which we were created. So when you see us glowing, and we were glowing here this morning, witnessing and testifying to God's greatness, when you see us glowing, just know that we have been broken but healed by the grace of God and by His mercy. We're all aware of the loss of June and Jessica, or Jessica's loss to the Park family. Think God have broken them as well. I know God will heal them. I know He's faithful. I know God will use this experience, as He have used many others in the life of WBC, to make us stronger, to make us aware of His love and His grace, even though we don't always understand it. But we can rely on His word, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. May 2019 be a blessed year for each of you. May the experiences that we have be growing experiences. May we grow in our faith and in our relationship and in our walk with God as a community of believers here at WBC. And may God bless WBC in the year 2019. Thank you very much.